May 9th, 2023. Public hearing. Two public hearings and regular town board meeting.
We have 6:45 public hearing on Local Law 1 of 2023, and would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And this public hearing is in relation to a zoning amendment, and I would ask that the clerk, please read into the record the public notice to consider adoption of the local law.
Okay. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on May 9th at 6:45 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 1 of 2023. If adopted, Local Law No. 1 of 2023 would amend the official zoning map of the Town of Moreau with respect to the tax map parcels 76.3-83.111 and 76.3-89.2 by adjusting the zone districts with a gain of 3.69 acres of land to the R2 district as more specifically identified in the proposed law. Written comments on Local Law 1 of 2023 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of public hearing. A copy of the proposed Local Law 1 of 2023 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. And this was published on April 26 of 2023.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So with that, this is the public's opportunity to be heard, and any member of the public wishing to be heard, you'll have 5 minutes to address the board. Does anyone wish to be heard? Did you happen to be here for public hearing number one? Okay. I'll ask one more time. Does any member of the public wish to be heard in relation to proposed Local Law 1 of 2023, which consists of a zoning amendment on the southern part of town at the exit 17 interchange? Hearing none, public hearing is closed. We also have a second public hearing this evening scheduled for 6:50. Way long. And this is in relation to administrative action in relation to a previously adopted water ordinance. So this will be an amendment to town warden water ordinance, and I'll ask the clerk to please read the notice of the public hearing.
Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on May 9th, 2023 at 6:50 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 2 of 2023. If adopted, Local Law No. 2 of 2023 would add Article...
I'm sorry, we actually have a motion to close the public hearing, right, Councilor? Councilor?
Yeah.
Do we need a motion to close the first public hearing? Or can I just close it with...
Oh, that's fine, you already have a motion.
Okay, good, sorry.
It's okay. Let's see. So... adoption of Local Law No. 2 of 2023. If adopted, Local Law No. 2 of 2023 would add Article 9 Restrictions, Groundwater Use, Area 1 and 2 to Chapter 145 of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Written comments on Local Law No. 2 of 2023 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of the proposed Local Law No. 2 of 2023 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. And this was published also on April 26th of 2023.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. And with that, Again, any member who wishes to be heard, please state your name and address for the record, and you'll have 5 minutes to address the board. Any member of the public wishes to be heard? I'll ask one more time. Does any member of the public wish to be heard in relation to this public hearing on proposed local law 2 of 2023 in relation to the water ordinance amendment? If not, without objection, public hearing is closed. Thank you. We'll begin our regular meeting at 7 p.m. All right. We'll begin the regular scheduled meeting for a regular town board meeting for May 9th of 2023 now. And if the clerk would please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item one is the customary approval of minutes, and we have two sets from the same day, April 25th, 2023. The first one is the audit meeting, the second one is the minutes of the regular town board meeting. And I think we can take them together if the board so chooses. So, we want to make that motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Second item is Local Law 1 of 2023, which consists of a zoning amendment. We did have our statutory required public hearing earlier this evening. We received no public comments, verbal or written. Your office hasn't received any, right?
No.
And so if the board is prepared, my recommendation would be to move forward on this season. Would you like to do that?
Yes, yeah, sure.
So the first item of business, as is customary with local laws, we'll have to conduct go through seeker. And Mal, you want to lead us in that?
Sure. We turn into part two. Seeker, and the first question is, proposed action may involve construction on or physical alteration of the land surface of the proposed site. And I do not believe that is the case, and I think we checked the box nowhere.
I agree. Great.
The next issue is the proposed action may result in the modification or destruction of or inhibit access to any unique or unusual landforms on site, i.e. cliffs, dunes, mineralous fossils, caves. And again, the application does not involve that. I would recommend no. The next is the impact on surface water. The proposed action may alter one or more wetlands or other surface water bodies, i.e. streams, rivers, ponds, or lakes. It does not, again, recommend no.
Agreed.
Four, impact on groundwater. The proposed action may result in new or additional use of groundwater or may have potential to introduce contaminants to groundwater or an aquifer. If not, I would recommend not. Impact on flooding. The proposed action may result in development of land subject to flooding. If does not, I would recommend not.
Agreed.
Six, impact on air. The proposed action may include state-regulated air emission source. It does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
The impact on plants and animals. The proposed action may result in the loss of flora or fauna. It does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
Eight, impact on agricultural resources. Proposed action may impact agricultural resources. It does not. I recommend no. Impact on aesthetic resources. The land use and proposed action are obviously different from or are in sharp contrast to current land use patterns between proposed project and a scenic or aesthetic resource. Does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
10. Impact on historic archaeological resources. Proposed action may occur in or adjacent to a historical or archaeological resource. It does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
Impact on open space and recreation. Proposed action may result in a loss of recreational opportunities or reduction of an open space resource or as designated in any adopted municipal open space plan. It does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
Impact critical environmental areas. Proposed action may be located within or adjacent to a critical environmental area. It is not. Recommend no.
Agreed.
Impact on transportation. Proposed action may result in a change to existing transportation systems. It does not. I recommend no.
Agreed.
Impact on energy. Proposed action may cause an increase in use of any form of energy. It does not. Recommend no. Impact on noise, odor, and light. Proposed action result in an increase in noise, odors, or outdoor lighting. It does not. Recommend no. Impact on human health. Proposed action has an impact on human health from exposure to new or existing sources of contaminants. Does not. I recommend no. Consistency with community plans. Proposed action is not consistent with adopted land use plans. It does not violate those, and I recommend no. Consistency with community character. The proposed project is inconsistent with existing community character. It is not. I recommend no. And that concludes part two. I'm going to go to part three, and it appears to me that this is an unlisted category for part three, and we have completed parts one, two, and now three. For Seeker, the lead agency is the Monroe Town Board, and the responsible officer is Brian Cousiniers. We would look for the board to approve the Seeker and authorize the supervisor to execute.
So
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously. So I can sign as a lead agency officer now, counselor?
You may sign as a secret guest, supervisor.
All right, now that that's completed, I believe the town clerk has the necessary resolution, and I would ask that she read it into the.
Resolution by the Town Board, Town of Monroe. Subject, adoption of local law number 1 of 2023. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Monroe is considering the adoption of local law number 1 of 2023, local law number 1 of 2023, as proposed, amends the official zoning map of the Town of Monroe with respect to tax map parcels 76.-3-83.111 and 76.-3-89.2 by adjusting the zoning districts with a net gain of 3.69 acres of land to the R2 district as more specifically identified in the proposed law. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law 1 of 2023 is in the best interest of the town and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners. And whereas the board finds that adoption of Local Law Number 1 of 2023 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the town board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 1 of 2023 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on May 9th, 2023 at the town municipal complex. And whereas the board considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEAKER reviewed a full environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas the Saratoga County Planning Board reviewed the law and SEAKER documents and issued an approval on March 23rd, 2023. Whereas after a thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt local law number 1 of 2023. And whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law Number 1 of 2023, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law and take all necessary action for the
thank you, Madam Clerk.
You're welcome.
Would any member of the board wish to move that for discussion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. Any discussion on the board?
No.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much. We do have a second local law, and I think that there may have been a modification to that. I'm looking to see from the second. What's that?
Yes.
You
ready to proceed?
I've got special counsel provided an email 515. I think I have it, but there was a typo in it, and I think this has gone to copies of it for us.
Okay.
So we'll stand at ease on the
issue. We'll wait for the
paper. Okay. Or you added the folder, which is the same thing, and changed the problem.
So you have to go
because you're on the same thing.
Yes.
Microsoft.
Oh my gosh, just looking at it.
Did you find it? Kind of put it back.
Yeah.
All right.
So I texted these things. You should sit there too. And she's like,
yeah.
Okay. It's all my time. So,
I got it back.
You did?
Yeah, please just go back.
Okay.
Okay. You got it.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environment thereafter. Not recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the municipal level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? If it does not, I recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action create an increase in the use of energy and fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities? Does not, I recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action impact existing public private water supplies? If not, I recommend no.
Agree.
Public private underwater treatment utilities? It does not. No.
Agree.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of an important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resource? It does not. I recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, e.g., wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, or cloudy flow or fauna? Does not. I recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? Does not. I recommend no.
Agree.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources for human health? Does not recommend them.
Agree.
We then go to the part three, determination of significance. And the town board of Town Morrell has taken a hard look at the environmental impact which may occur as a result of the adoption of Local Law 2 of 2023. And has determined that its adoption will result in no significant impact on the environment. The action will not have any adverse impacts on the public health or facilities. Further, the adoption of the law is a reasonable exercise of governmental authority. For all instances where no impact or minimal impact is checked on part two, no significant adverse environmental impacts are articulated. Do you agree with that? I look for a resolution to have a supervisor sign the short term environmental assessment.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. All right, with objection, I'll have the clerk please read the proposed resolution for adoption of Local Law 2 into the record for discussion.
Okay. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Morrell. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Morrell is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2023. Local Law Number 2 of 2023, as proposed, adds Article 9 restrictions, groundwater use, Area 1 and 2 to Chapter 145 of the Code of the Town of Morrell. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2023 is in its best interest of the town and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2023 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the Town Board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas, pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2023 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on May 9, 2023 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the Board considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the Board serving as lead agency for the unlisted action under CECRA reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas, after a thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 2 of 2023, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing of this law with the Secretary of State. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 2 of 2023, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the town clerk and attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by the law and take all necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would someone like to move the proposed local law number 2 for discussion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, so that takes us to agenda item 4, which is the Highway Department. I'd like to begin, first off, by welcoming and congratulating our new Deputy Highway Superintendent, Brian Huntley, who is filling in for our Highway Superintendent, Chris Abrams, who has a prior commitment this evening. We do have a couple items to go over. And the first one is board members should have received notification from the highway clerk, Maureen Lurkes, who has indicated that she will be retiring in June, and her last day as an active employee will be June 30th. I would just like to offer our sincere thanks on behalf of the town board and the residents of Moreau for the time she has spent serving not only the employees of the highway department but also our community over the last 24 years. So if somebody would like to move to accept her resignation for retirement purposes.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Echo your thoughts. Thank her for her service. 24 plus years is a long time. Appreciate all she's done for the residents.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item we have is a PO request for Crush Stone. Highway Superintendent would like to open the PO in the amount of $5,500. We purchased this under Saratoga County Contract 22-PWCSGS-50R. The balance in the account as of May 1st is $13,754.59, and this would be paid from account DB5110.493.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the last item I have, the board recalls, we authorized the highway superintendent to place for auction many different items that are no longer of use to the town of Moreau. Some of them are able to be used by other municipalities due to the type of equipment they have and we no longer have or use. And we have an extensive list of all the credit that the board members all received, what the current total bid is for all those various items, which, you know, they include a sander, spare parts, plow, wing plow, four-way plow, other miscellaneous parts. But anyway, the town would receive $17,448.50. The auction ends on Friday, and it is a recommendation of the highway superintendent that we agree with the current bid prices on those items.
You need a motion for that?
Yeah, we'll have to move that we approve the recommendation of the highway superintendent for those items to be released at least the prices that he provided to us.
So
moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
$17,000 plus is real money, and I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
And we'll also clean things up and then make for more sticks. So good work on part of the highway department. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Did you have anything else for highway department? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Next item, agenda item 5 is the recreation department. And we do have we have to establish a lead agency on the project that we're undertaking along the river. It's to install a paved multi-use trail off of Nolan Road with a parking lot, and I believe it has a couple of locations for benches that are in the proposal. But we need to move forward with a draft resolution. If you recall, the board actually did this already. However, we learned that DEC had not provided permitting for it yet, so we have to redo it. And that's why we had the architectural firm before the board last time explaining all that. So that requires us to take action this evening. So the first item would be similar to the other local laws, I believe, my counselor. We'd have to go through the EAF. Actually, we have to establish lead agency first.
Right? All right. We at the previous meeting, the board had determined its lead agency. And so we're on to the full environmental assessment form as opposed to the short form we did for the last local law.
Okay.
It's slightly different, but we're going to go through it, beginning with part two.
Okay.
The initial part two, is there an impact on the land? Does the proposed action involve construction use or physical alteration of the land surface of the proposed site? The answer to that is yes. So we then have to go through the detailed questions. The proposed action may involve construction on land where depth to water table is less than 7 feet. It is not, the answer would be no. The proposed action may involve construction on slopes of 15% or greater. It does not, the answer would be no. The proposed action may involve construction on land where bedrock is exposed or generally within 5 feet of existing ground surface. It is not, the answer would be no. The proposed action may involve the excavation and removal of more than 1,000 tons of natural material. It will not. The answer would be no. The proposed action may involve construction that continues for more than 1 year or in multiple phases. It will not. The answer would be no. The proposed action may result in increased erosion, whether physical disturbance or vegetation removal, including from treatment by herbicides. And it will not. The answer would be no. The proposed action is or may be located within a coastal erosion hazard area. It is not. The answer would be no, and there are no other impacts. The next category impact is geological features. The proposed action may result in a modification or destruction or inhibit access to any unique or unusual landform in the site, cliffs, dunes, minerals, fossils, caves. It does not, the answer would be no. Impact on surface water. The proposed action may affect one or more wetlands or other surface water bodies. It does not, the answer there is no. Impact on groundwater. The proposed action may result in new or additional use of groundwater or may have the potential to introduce contaminants to groundwater or an aquifer. It does not, the answer would be no. Impact on flooding. The proposed action may result in development on land subject to flooding. The answer to that is yes. So we go through the detailed inquiries. The proposed action may result in development in a designated floodplain. It is not. The answer would be no. The proposed action may result in development within a 100-year floodplain. It does not. The answer would be no. The proposed action may result in development on a 500-year floodplain. Does not, the answer would be no. The proposed action may result in or require modifications of existing drainage patterns. It does not, the answer would be no. their proposed action may change floodwater flows that contribute to flooding. It will not. The answer there is no. If there is a dam located on the site of the proposed action, is the dam in need of repair or of an upgrade? There is not a dam. The answer would be no. Other impacts the project may have, if there are none, the answer there is no. The next category, impacts on air. The proposed action may include a state-regulated air emissions source. It does not, the answer would be no. The next category, impacts on plants or animals. The proposed action may result in a loss of flora or fauna. It will. The answer there is yes, so we go to the detailed inquiry. Proposed action may cause reduction in population or loss of individuals of any threatened or endangered species as listed by the New York State or the federal government that use the site or are found on, near, or next to the site, and the answer there is no. Proposed action may result in a reduction in the deregulation of any habitat used by any rare, threatened, or endangered species as listed by New York State or federal government. It will not. The answer there is no. Their proposed action may cause reduction in population or loss of individuals of any species or special concern or conservative need to be listed by New York State or the federal government that are the site, are found in, over or near the site, answer there is no. Proposed action may result in a reduction or degradation of any habitat used by any species or special concerns for conservation need or listed by New York State or federal government. It will not. The answer is no. The proposed action may diminish the capacity of a registered natural landmark to support the biological community it was intended to establish to protect. The answer is no. Proposed action may result in a removal of ground or ground disturbance of any portion of a designated significant natural community. It will not. The answer is no. The proposed action may substantially interfere with the nesting, breeding, foraging, or overwintering habitat for the predominant species that occupy or use the project site. Will not. The answer is no. Proposed action requires the conversion of more than 10 acres of forest grassland or any other regularly, regionally, or locally important habitat. It does not. The answer is no. Proposed action, commercial, industrial, or recreational projects only, involves the use of herbicide or pesticides. It will not. The answer is no. Other impacts, a total of 26 trees will be removed during the project. Removal will occur between, I can't read it, to avoid impacts on beds. No negative impacts will occur, so the answer overall is no. Impact on agricultural resources. The proposed action may impact agricultural resources. It will not. Simple answer is no. Impact on aesthetic resources. The land use of the proposed action are obviously different from or are in sharp contrast to current land use patterns between the proposed project and a scenic or aesthetic resource. It is not. The answer would be no. Impact on historic or archaeological resources. The proposed action may occur in or adjacent to a historic or archaeological resource. It does not, does. The answer is yes. We will go to the detailed inquiry. The proposed action may occur wholly or partially within a substantially contiguous any building, archaeological site, or district which is listed on the National or State Register of Historical Places, or that has been determined by the Commissioner of the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation to be eligible for listing on the State Register of Historic Places. It does not. The answer is no. The proposed action may occur wholly or partially within a substantially contiguous to an area designated as sensitive for archaeological sites in the New York State Historic Preservation Office, archaeological site inventory. It does not, the answer would be no. The proposed action may occur wholly or partially within or substantially contiguous to an archaeological site not included in the New York State inventory. It will not, the answer is no. Other impacts. An independent archaeological survey conducted in October 2022 found that the project caused no adverse effects to archaeological resources. Therefore, the answer is no. Impact on open space and recreation. Proposed action may result in a loss of recreational opportunities or reduction in open space resources as designated in the adopted municipal open space plan. It will not. The answer is no. Impact on critical environmental areas. Proposed action may be located within or adjacent to a critical environmental area. It is not. The answer is no. Impact on transportation. Proposed action may result in a change to existing transportation systems. It will not. The answer is no. Impact on energy. Proposed action may cause an increase in the use of any form of energy. It will not. The answer is no. Impact on noise, odor, and light. The proposed action may result in an increase in noise, odors, or other lighting. It will not. The answer is no. Impact on human health. The proposed action may have an impact on human health from exposure to new or existing sources of contamination. It will not. The answer is no. Consistency with the community plan. Proposed action is not consistent with adopted land use plans. It is not a narrow surface, therefore no. Consistency with community character. Proposed project is inconsistent with existing community character. It is not. The answer is no. Part 3 for the total environmental assessment form. For all instances whom no impact or minor impact is checked off in Part 2, no significant adverse environmental impacts are anticipated. I will authorize the board to have the chairman sign off on the full EAS.
I'll make a motion for the supervisor to sign off on the proposed EA.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And just for further clarification, the reason that we had to go through this exercise again is that, not that DEC didn't have permit the process yet, is that we didn't name DEC as a involved agency in the paperwork, and that you're required to do that. So that was a mistake on the part of the consultant, but we're all clear now. So with that, we are ready for, we need the resolution to declare lead agency, correct?
Councilor? No, but we did that resolution at the March meeting.
So we do not have to do it again?
That has been done.
Okay.
You already have lead agency.
And what about the negative declaration? We just took care of that with the long form.
We have to clerk read the May 9th resolution.
Okay. Do you have a May 9th resolution?
The okay, so I have
well,
one.
Well, you just told me that.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Supervisor. We should do the resolution because the DEC didn't respond, so
okay.
We should do it.
That's what I thought. So we should have two resolutions. The first one would be on Big Bend project, CECRA declaring lead agency.
Okay. Whereas on March 28th, 2023, the town of Moreau Town Board passed resolution number 2023-122 accepting a completed part one full environmental assessment form for the Big Bend Trail project, stating their intent to act as lead agency in the State Environmental Quality Review Act, review of this action, and stating the board's intent to perform a coordinated CEQA review with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation as an involved agency. And whereas on March 29th, 2023, the board's land planning consultant sent a notice of CEQA declaration of intent to be lead agency to DEC on behalf of the board, along with a completed FEIF part one and project plans, and whereas DEC did not respond to the board's declaration of intent to serve as lead agency within 30 days. Therefore, be it resolved that the board, in accordance with 6 NYCRR part 617.6, declares itself to be lead agency for the review of the action under CEQA.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would someone like to move that for discussion?
So,
is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And you should have a second with the resolution.
Whereas on May 9th, 2023, the Town of Moreau Town Board passed resolution declaring the board to be lead agency for the State Environmental Quality Review Act review of the Big Bend Trail project. And whereas at their May 9th, 2023 meeting, the board reviewed a completed part two of the full environmental assessment form prepared by their land planning consultant, while giving thorough and careful consideration to the potential environment, social, and economic impacts associated with the action. And whereas the board did not identify any potentially large impacts during their completion of part two and the FEIF, and whereas the board thoroughly and carefully reviewed a completed part three of the FEIF prepared by their land planning consultant at their May 9th meeting. Therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby issues a CEQA negative declaration for the action and authorizes the town supervisor to sign the completed FEIF Part 3, documenting the board's decision to issue their negative declaration and to conclude the review of the action under CEQA.
Thank you. Would someone like to move that resolution for discussion?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So I believe we're all set on that trail, and that's a very exciting project for the town of Moreau. As the board's aware, we received a significant amount of state funding for the project, which allowed us to move forward this year. We expect to have the bid documents available to go out by the end of this month, and we're still on track to have the project fully completed by the end of this year. So, very exciting. And does anybody else have anything for rec at this time?
I have a few things we can hammer out now.
For rec?
Yeah.
Sure.
So just report back on a couple things. We ended up getting a couple companies out. We did get the hood fixed over at the softball field, and there was a wiring issue. The Southland Falls boys baseball, they completed the fields, and I hope we got a chance to see those with the assistance of Grasshopper. Those fields are looking just as good as ever. We do have the backflow test that was 2 weeks ago. The backflow preventers did fail. We are working with multiple companies from the town of Moreau. That's what I'm kind of looking for with the board's directions going to look at. Some of the reps that we've spoken to really want to bring on an engineer. There's some stuff that they don't understand to actually bid and quote this. And then with that being said, they don't want to do that if they're going to hire and pay for an engineer, and then we're going to then put the work out to bid, and they're going to be at a loss. And you know, I can report back and continue to work through this. It's in the very early parts of it to figure it out. But I just wanted to let everybody know in case they were contacted. I'm here with the supervisor's office. It's also well aware of the situation.
Yeah, and thanks for that update. We can work with the town's engineer on that to keep it.
Gotcha. It just looks like there's some, just the rest of the board, there's multiple pipes coming into these two preventers, and some of them don't appear to be of use, and that's what's throwing everybody off right now. So just updates throughout the years, and there's really no tracking system of why they were there.
Yeah, I think there's some new technology that's being recommended that would allow us to eliminate a lot of hardware that we won't have to then keep replacing in the future. So, you know, the good news is we don't come out better. You know,
that's what we're looks like we're headed that way. So, that's the major item. I'd like to thank the Pine Knolls Alliance Church. They volunteered over the weekend at the beach, at the rec, with their very large number of volunteers that they do every year. And then lastly, I spoke on this last time with security cameras that the Southland Falls Youth Baseball want to purchase and provide and maintain. Speaking with the supervisor's office, we do want to clarify a couple things that we would have access to those cameras being an emergency or any sort of incident, let's say at the park, as in the town property. Councilman Metasso, do you want to hit on any of the tech items of it, or are you satisfied with what they provided?
I read what you provided, and I also spoke with them, but from the technology perspective, I have no concern. Technology or security.
So if the board's so inclined, I don't think we need a resolution, but the agreeance of council agreeing upon us having access to it, I would like to move forward with them not holding up their process of getting done. If you want to wait.
I think they can move forward. I'll reach out to council just to see if we need anything documented that would provide that access. I'm sure it's not going to be a problem either way, but maybe she has some verbiage that she would recommend in an agreement for that.
So, if you can just leave it then, if I can steer them to your office and council, and that'll be on their last section to get approval.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what would happen.
Yeah. I mean, you're working on it right now, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they're yeah, that's
And I'm sure there's something else I'm forgetting that I'll think of.
I do have one other, that was probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Lifeguards.
I just wanted to say that.
So we are facing a challenge trying to get individuals to work for us as lifeguards and senior lifeguards, which is critical if we're going to reopen the beach in the village of Southlands Falls. I took a look at whether we're being competitive, whether we need to increase our rates, hourly rates, and we're actually right there with one of the largest towns, Clifton Park in Saratoga County. So it's not the wage rate that I think is the challenging part. I think a lot of folks or individuals probably haven't got their certification. So my recommendation, I had my office reach out to see what it costs to get the certification. There's many different entities, the closest one, there's American Red Cross. You can do it online. It's $120 for certification. Maybe one of the things that could entice individuals to apply is that the town board agrees to pay, say, up to $150 for their certification, provided that they provide documentation and that they receive it at the end of the summer. That way, we'll cover it, we'll get in there. Or, I don't know what the board thinks on that. I think it'd be an incentive on it.
I think that's fantastic. And the one suggestion I was going to make is we put stipulations on other hirings. If we can get them in here, hire them, and we just have to pay to have them sit at a computer for a day to get it done while they're employees of the town and have it be a successful completion of this.
Yeah.
I think we got to start thinking outside the box. I'll report back if our new rec director has been reaching out to the previous ones, working with the schools, we're at none.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your office trying to think outside the box, because I'm at the same kind of point here, but for the rest of the board members, Councilman Madison has been very involved as well.
Yeah.
Just not getting the numbers.
We don't have anybody applying. Somewhat related, our director is going to follow up on a conversation I had with the mayor. You know, the village residents enjoy the use of the beam, so he's 100% supportive of putting it on their website for us, publishing out for their social media as well as their personal. So, you know, they're going to give us as much support as they can because they know village residents use the beam. So, we'll exhaust every option we have.
So, if we're going to move forward with that, the board's in agreement, we need a resolution to authorize the town to pay up to $150 for the necessary certification for the training for lifeguards, senior lifeguards, and that the stipulation would be they would have to stay through the season. Otherwise, they would be responsible for the certification cost.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Could we try it again?
Just real quick, I know that some of the, I know you said we're up there with Clifton Park, which is one of the highest of the municipalities. I know we lose a lot of lifeguards in the great state, so I don't know if we're trying to think, hey, but I don't know. I just know I've got a lot of students that I've talked to about it, and they work with the great state, and they pay them. So.
Yeah, and I actually have the step sheet here, and we're, you know, for choose. So for instance, new hires for just a lifeguard, not head lifeguard, is $14.50 an hour. We have in the budget, I think it's $14. Actually, that's 30 cents higher than our wage. But they're, after being there for 5 years, they only go to $15.25. So, you know, that $14.50,
$15.50,
we're in the ballpark. Yeah. But anyway, any discussion? If not,
that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I think that's all I have for the record. Do you have anything else? Councilman? That doesn't cost money.
For now.
Agenda item six is the list of the Ethics Advisory Council. We have for several years now struggled to get individuals interested in serving on our Ethics Advisory Council. We've actually have some expired terms with that. And we have two individuals who recently expressed interest in the Ethics Advisory Board. One is an individual, Tim Cooper, who is self-employed, has lived in the town for 33 years, has raised his family here, and he wants to give back to the community, and he prides himself on being part of the solution. And the other individual who has expressed interest is Joseph Nichols, who is an attorney at law. And he's a 1992 graduate of law school. He's been practicing, a resident of town Rose since 1997. I think he's practiced here since 2008. So I think they'd make great additions to our ethics advisory board. And my recommendation, and I would look for a motion to appoint Tim Cooper to the position that was previously held by Sonia Fowler, which expired in December 31st, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And the supervisor, through the local code, has the authority to name the chair, and I will, I'm naming Tim Cooper chair of the Ethics Advisory Council. That is for a four-year term. The second individual, Joe Nichols, would be filling the position where Catherine Knapp resigned in 2016. So I'd entertain the motion.
So move to appoint Joe to that position.
Second.
Any discussion?
Happy to see we have residents willing to step up.
Yeah, it's nice. These are our positions to cover.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So. And what that role does is once a year, those individuals are charged with reviewing the ethics disclosure that various town employees have to provide, as well as elected officials. If someone expresses a concern, and they're charged with doing it quarterly if there's any business before them. And that would be for that piece. Next item on the agenda is Water and Sewer Department. We have a couple items there. The first order, board members should have a copy of Change Order 2 for the County Forest Main Connection. And this is doesn't cost anything to the town. The federal wage rates changed after the bid documents went out, so they're required by federal law to pay that wage rate. And so we will need a resolution authorizing the change order for Bellamy Construction. So
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item we have, I have a recommendation. If you recall, the town put out to bid work for replacement of the Monroe Industrial Park effluent pumps, and we did receive three quotes. And the first one was for $125,000 from J Square Construction Corporation, and these are all opened on April 27th. The second one was Trinity Construction Incorporated for $75,823, and the low bidder was CFI Contracting Incorporated for $69,000. If you recall, at budget time, I think we had budgeted over 180 or 200,000 for this work to be done. So those are very favorable numbers for us. So the recommendation from the water superintendent is to go with the low bidder CFI.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So I have for water department. The next agenda item is transfer station fees. It's something that we have talked about for some time now. The highway superintendent now oversees the transfer station operations. Did work with board members on several occasions and came up with a draft transfer station fee schedule increase. I'm not going to go through all the items, but the reason that the board was looking at it is that if you look back to 2021, year to date, at this point in time, we had taken in actually to April, had taken in about $52,570. If you look at last year at this time, we brought in $42,500, and this year we're on track for about $40,520. This can be attributed to the increase in minimum wage. We've had additional incremental costs on their internet. Disposal or hauling fees have gone up with each year. So it's all been chipping away at the revenue stream down there. And so it has become challenging, to say the least, to make sure we stay out of the red. So I'd like to hear what the board would like to do moving forward. I'll start with on my left, the Councilman Donahue, and we'll go down the board to see if those thoughts are.
I think you put it pretty clearly. We can't be operating right down there. We have to do something to generate some revenue down there. But I looked at the proposed fees, and we're doubling a lot of the fees. And I think that the residents would really have a problem with this. I'd rather take a more measured approach. Instead of doubling the fees, maybe go 50 cents a bag, you know, for each level of stuff, and see if that would get us somewhere closer. I know Chris worked on this, did a lot of work on this, but I just think some of them are way too high right now. So I think it's something we have to look at, something we got to work on a little more.
That's one of the impacts.
The non-resident fees seem well in line. I was very supportive of those. I would look for us to have some conversation about moving it forward with the non-resident fees. And then if more work is needed to do a better evaluation, but we definitely need to move these non-resident fees, in my opinion, forward at the price that we have to have.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at the number of individuals from outside our town that are taking advantage of our transfer station, because we're a very good deal for a lot of towners. So I would agree with that. You know, we should act at a minimum this evening, increasing the out-of-town fees, the recommended fees that we were provided for the various items.
I would agree with those statements as well. I'd rather reevaluate what we do to our residents, but certainly have no problem moving forward on non-resident fees.
So I worked on this with last year as being one of the transportation committees, and worked with Chris when he took over this new role, sharing the information. I think all the non-residents, the large items, the mattresses, all of those changes that you see in red are very aligned or below what other people are paying now for residents and non-residents, I think. Our residents are going to understand that we can't charge the same for a large chair as we are for a sofa bed right now, or a large sofa. So I think those changes really are in line, and I'd definitely like to take action on that for the non-residents and the larger items. Maybe a quick discussion tonight on the household items for our residents. Instead of doubling those, I'd really like us to get out ahead of it. And I will echo what I did propose last year before this changeover. I did propose 50 cents being added to every single one of those items, being the $1.50 would be the $2, the up to $2.50 for those 15 gallons, and carrying the way up just 50 cents to all of those items. I think our residents are going to understand and can see that we are losing money in a 50 cent adjustment here tonight, and then matching the non-residents as proposed. I would like to afford that.
So it sounds like regarding town residents, you would recommend the 50 cent increase per bag?
Yeah, the only
various classes.
So the only thing that would be changed that's proposed in front of us tonight if we take action would just be 50 cents to the household garbage items only. Okay. And everything else that's been redacted or modified that's in front of us, I would say looks very accurate.
So So then for the categories of tires, up to 15 inch, we'd be at the $7 amount, mm-hmm. if I'm reading that correctly. And tires 16 to 20 inch would be $10. And then the large items, the 15, that holds there.
I would say everything that's provided in those changes in the red all look very accurate for what was found previously. And I think we really need to get out ahead of this. As we've had the previous discussions, we kind of have a random price sheet down there right now that nobody really knows where it came from.
Yeah, unfortunately, my document doesn't have something in red.
That's not in red. Here's the current list.
No, I have it. They just follow along with the discussion.
So if you go to the other folder, it says proposed. Yeah, there we go. So I'm just, the only thing I would change is just that household garbage. Instead of doubling all our residents' fees, or the larger ones, just a straight 50 cent raise across the board on that. And one of the major ones, and you'll see the changes, was the mattresses and box frames. We're currently charging the same for a twin mattress as we are for a king mattress.
So, you want to make a resolution? Make that motion?
I'd make a motion to approve what was provided here for the changes, with the exception of the household garbage fees by a singular bag will only go up by 50 cents.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion. One of the things that might help us down the road is, we're looking to do service on our compactor, which will effectively increase tonnage higher than some of the numbers we're getting now. So that could help those rates. Any other discussion?
We got a first and a second.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to the vote. I already said that I'm comfortable with that non-resident fees.
Okay.
The other stuff, I'm still a little bit.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I don't know.
Any abstentions? I think we have three.
Two.
Motion carried.
Yeah.
Good.
And I don't know if you have the copy of the, and I can provide it to you, so you guys all understand. So it's going to be just that. What I proposed with those changes.
Okay.
I think you have a second page.
I do. This one right here.
Yeah. All right, so it's transfer station. And we also need to keep in mind, too, the increased traffic from out of town. We have to be very cognizant of that and stay on top of it. All right. Next item I have is agenda item 9, which is insurance renewal, and we have a proposal from our insurance carrier with AmSure. And if you look at the proposal over last year, NYMIR has increased our building contents limits by 6%. But the good news is, in spite of that 6% property limit increase, our overall premium increase will only be 3.7%, which is less than the numbers that he had provided to us at budget time, so very good news. The proposal does not include cyber policy, which expires on May 25th, but he will have a rider to follow up with that shortly. And just as an aside, of the total premium collected, 12% of it is allocated to the water department, which is rate-based. The taxpayers aren't paying for the whole enchilada. And so his proposal is, $99,506.41 for the renewal policy for 2023-2024. And we had budgeted $104,680. And of that, $4,000 was for fire cybersecurity. So basically, we, if you're comparing apples to apples, we had budgeted $100,000 for this, and we're under that. So I would entertain a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement as presented to the town April 26th of 2023 for our insurance proposal. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Supervisor, can I ask just one
yes.
question? Do we need to set a date on my previous resolution?
What was it?
These we need to the start date.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do a separate resolution because we have to give a heads up.
Great. We'll make a motion.
Want to do it for June 1st?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that the fee schedule that has been adopted will be effective June 1st.
And under discussion, we'll make sure that we do handouts to everybody using it, you know, so there'll be plenty of lead up time before the move is going to go back.
So you make a motion, right?
And
yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All
right.
Sorry.
Does question, does AmSure expect to have information back to us on cybersecurity before the next board meeting?
I think so.
That's about 2 days before our current.
Yeah, so we're already even though our policy expired on the first and we didn't get the information until after the first one. We're already bound. I expect we'll probably get something put to because we got 2 days after our last board meeting. That's why we're moving to the next one. Agenda item 10 is the assessor's office. We do have a request from the assessor for her and her deputy, senior assessor clerk to attend Cornell's annual conference for continuing education for assessors. I do believe they're required to get continuing credits to maintain their qualifications. The fantastic news and accolades to our assessor, Leah Cronin. She received a scholarship to attend this 5-day class, which is a $1,900 savings to the town of Moreau. So kudos to Leah for her work. And she's also looking for Riley to attend, the senior clerk, to attend 2 days of the class. And as part of that, she would like to close the office for 2 days. She will be working with other offices to make sure at least there's someone able to provide assistance to anyone in the public who would be visiting that office. And this was going to take place in July. And the New York State Assessors Association runs July 16th through July 18th. And that's for Riley. And so she's looking for authority to expend $930.65, which covers two nights for hotel rooms at $268, registration for a course at $260, travel to and from the conference, which is approximately $264.65, and $138 for food and incidentals. So I would entertain a motion for, first of all, for Riley to attend at that cost.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then the second would be for the town assessor, Leah, to attend the 2023 Cornell Fall Conference, July 16th through July 21st. 2023 in person, where she'll be taking the IAAO 400 Assessment Administration course. As I indicated earlier, she received a scholarship at Conference, and so there's zero cost to the town. So that's fantastic. But I think we should entertain a motion, move a motion to authorize her to attend, and for her FERPA office to be closed for those 2 days, which are July 16th, 17th, 17th. I wish you said 2 days.
Yeah, 17th.
17th, yeah. So we can do that together. Somebody wants to move that.
So moved. Okay.
So moved. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the court office. My office received on May 5th a notice that was made to Judge McKay from Rachel Clothier. Essentially thanking the court for the opportunity to briefly work for the town of Moreau. Unfortunately, she had some health issues for several weeks and ultimately accepted a full-time position with the Office of the State Comptroller. So she indicated that she has resigned from the town of Moreau effective April 13, 2023. So we have accepted the resignation.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Supervisor items. Just a few. First item is on the report of mortgage tax receipts for 2023. This is for the month of April. Town of Moreau collected or will receive $40,696. Down a little bit from last year, where for the same period we received $42,949.50. And I want to make the public aware of that Saratoga County has generously offered to sponsor a program that's being offered to school districts around the county who wish to participate. It's for Career Jam, which will take place October 4th and 5th of this year at Texmart in Malta. Also includes middle and high school students. They'll receive hands-on skill demonstrations. They'll engage with local employers. Also boost the career awareness. And you can register at career-jam.com. We'll have the information on our website. I've also shared it with the superintendent of Southland Small Central School District, hoping that the school district will promote it. And also, it is for employers as well who can register for the same period. So it's a great opportunity for employers, great opportunity for our young folks throughout the county. So good news there. And going from good news to bad news, we have a travel advisory for this weekend beginning 7 p.m. This Friday, May 12th, for closure of the ramps at the Northway Exit 17 and Route 9 in Moreau in Saratoga County. They will not open until Monday, May 14th at 6 a.m. So we will not be able to exit the Northway into the town of Moreau northbound during that period, and you will not be able to go from Route 9 onto Northway northbound. So just so that's right out of there. And I do need a brief executive session to update the board on litigation with the city of Glens Falls. And I expect that it will result in action when we come out of executive session. So I'll take a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we'll be in executive session briefly. Hopefully no more than 10 minutes. Is the other one there? Everybody all set? Okay, we need a motion to come out of executive session. Counselor?
Yes.
Move on to the
so moved.
Second.
And I would ask that the record reflect no action was taken in the executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So with that, we are going to take action in open session. Previously, in my role as supervisor, was authorized to file a notice of claim on behalf of the town Moreau against the city of Glens Falls, arising out of the terms of the facility agreement that we have been entered into since 1994. Regarding our sewer discharge. Now that we are moving forward with construction to tie into Saratoga County, there's no need to continue to move forward with that. And the town board, I believe, is in agreement to withdraw the notice of claim that we previously served upon the city of Glens Falls. So I'm not sure if the clerk has, you do have
a clerk
to read that in the record?
Yep. Whereas the town board of the town Moreau previously authorized the supervisor to file a notice of claim against the city of Glens Falls arising out of the terms of a facility agreement entered into between the town and the city on September 14th, 1994, and whereas the facility agreement between the town and the city was amended on August 21st, 2008, and again on July 7th of 2011, and whereas the town of Moreau has received approvals to extend its sewer infrastructure in a southerly direction. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the town board of the town of Moreau authorizes the supervisor to withdraw the notice of claim previously served upon the city of Glens Falls.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would someone like to move that for discussion?
So moved.
Second. Seconded. Discussion. Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Other business, agenda item 4. Any member of the board have other business?
I do. Last meeting, for people who don't know, I was invited to be on a committee with the South Glens Falls Town Moreau Chamber of Commerce trying to get the concert series going, the summer concert series going down in the park. Took 2 years off because of COVID and stuff, and just trying to get it going again. I came to the board last meeting. The committee came up with a formula that we're going to have eight concerts over 8 weeks, starting the first week of July to the middle of August. We have concerts, we have bands and stuff all lined up. We're looking for sponsors. We're thinking $500 per sponsor, get eight sponsors, that will cover all the bands, all the advertisement, and any other expenses that we might have. I ran it past the board last board meeting, and the board wished a little more information between then and now. I emailed everybody on the board with some more details on exactly what's included and what's expected. So I didn't know if you guys had a chance to look at that and what your thoughts were on being one of the sponsors.
I did receive the documentation, so thank you for that.
I also have received it. Maybe thank you for providing it.
I received it.
Yeah. I guess it's worth. Right. I think I made my stance last time on the record.
The thing is, these concerts are something people really look forward to, town residents. I've got a lot of people came because last year, the year before, myself and another gentleman sponsored one concert down there just so there would be something. And people kept coming up, we got to do this again, we're going to have this concert series again. They're really interested in it. I think something that the board was actually involved in these years ago as a co-sponsor. And I think it's something that we might be able to do to give our, you know, give our community, give our residents something to do on a Saturday night during the summer. And have food trucks there, they bring the families down, have something to eat, listen to the bands, have a nice evening out. So I think it'd be well worth our effort to sponsor one of these concerts. I'd like to move tonight that we sponsor one of these concerts at a cost of $500.
So we have a motion on the table. Is there a second?
I think there's more. I guess we have a discussion.
Well, it comes in as a motion, so before we get into the discussion, we need to
yes, there's some other information before I can second it that's got to be corrected that I've been made aware of after the fact.
Is there any second? There's no second.
Well, there's no second. That's fine. You know, the thing is, I think this comes down, I don't think anybody out here could think that this comes down to either money or principle or data. I think it goes deeper than that, but that's okay. As a committee, we're going to continue to make sure these things happen. I have personally committed to a $500 sponsorship. I talked to some people today that I was going to bring this up at tonight's meeting. They said if the board wasn't in agreement and didn't want to move forward with the sponsorship, I have several people that will come forward and we will have these concerts this summer. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other business?
I just wanted to say, if I could, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge some activity over the weekend. Common Roots Foundation, Common Roots, a local business, we all are familiar with the Greek the community, also have a foundation. And they were doing cleanup throughout the village this past weekend, and they offered to do some additional cleanup down at the beach. So I just wanted to acknowledge their willingness to do that. TJ, from the village reached out and agreed to unlock the gate and let them in. So on top of what our team had done, they went in and did some additional cleanup and just wanted to thank them for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. The businesses in our community you know, play a role in efforts that benefit you know, all of our residents. So we very much appreciate that. Any other business? If not, agenda item 15 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public who wishes to be heard, you have 3 minutes to address the board. Please state your name and address for the record. Does anyone wish to be heard? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, everyone, and thank you for coming this evening.
Good seeing you,
Bob. Yeah, good
seeing you. Okay, that's great. Yeah, you're a little chilly, but I'm not a little chilly.